You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Doctor, doctor, what's the matter with me?
You got bad blood, mama. Yes, I believe you need a shot. Yes, you got bad blood, mama.
A dokin' in the jungle, you'll find a Knish doctor who looks just like your uncle. The natives know him by the name of Jungle Yankle. He's like, all day they come to him, the Quetches and the Kranke. They come to him in sizes, kürze, breit and lange. He smells them on his mouth and then applies the bunkers. He doesn't have a fancy office or a Shane and hers. He makes his pills right in a größer tub. And if your Kepele is hoiding Nessus ungestub, he'd a hatchet, he will hack you up the cup. He says, for those with pipic trouble, he prescribes half knitches. From Wimes he makes a mifel that is real delicious. He even davens and he schneids at local brisses. Ooh, hi, yeah, ooh, ha, Mendel makes you bitch, 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 bitch. Come, Mendel, give a blues. This boy can blues from north. And Yankele cooks hot cannibal soup. For ulcers he will chop some monkey liver. He don't belong to Blue Cross or a medical group. His diplomas from the Bwana Wana Yeshiva.
Oh boy.
Ooh ha, yeah, ooh ha, Mendel may ship, bitch, bitch, bitch. Ooh ha, yeah, ooh ha, for folks never wanna guess too. Ooh ha, yeah, ooh ha, Mendel may ship, bitch, bitch, bitch. Ooh ha, yeah, ooh ha, for folks never wanna guess too.
That's mine,
son, the doctor.
Flesh, colored Band-Aid. That's another thing we left the blacks out of, man. Didn't consult them at all. Flesh colored. We didn't even consult the whites on that one. You ever noticed them Band-Aids? I don't know anybody that color. It's kind of an off coffee. I don't know nobody like that. And I've never seen anybody with their pores laid out in grids that way, man. Fucking science fiction. But some businessman had to pick that color out. He had to approve it. Some man who was assigned a pad, a pencil, a place to write, had to okay the art department. Art department brought up all the shit. Let me see. 55, 51, I don't know. 51, 53. That'll be flesh. 53. Wow. Didn't even bother me. Flesh-colored crayons pissed me off. I was a war baby, 1937. I made me 8 years of age when it was over. And flesh-colored crayons didn't come in for a long time, man. Flesh-colored crayons came in when I was 19. And I had been out of coloring for over a year by then. I had gone through rubbing orange and red together. Another color that bothers me is blue. Why is there no blue food? There's no blue food, man. Blueberries are purple. A lot of things blue on the vine, a little bit blue on the vine, bullshit, purple. There's no blue food, man. Someone has the blue food. We want the blue food. Blue food probably bestows immortality. Where's the blue food? Occasionally you get some badass jello in a cafeteria that looks blue. That's all, man. That's all. Maybe a piece of hard candy. One out of 200 pieces of hard candy are blue. It's a pain in the ass. Have to explain them away. What about the blue? Oh, never mind, asshole. It's mint or some shit, and that's nothing to do with color. Green is lime, yellow is lemon, orange is orange, red is cherry. Blue is nothing, man. There's no fucking blue. And then they chop the little round blue thing in their mouth. Oh, show me what it is. It's a sour ball. Ah! It's glass! It's left over from Halloween.
Has hair. The skin could be reminiscent of Harry Truman. Animals covered with fur, humans generally bare. Skin, skin, skin covers up animals and humans. Skin is thick. The humans is comparatively thin. A tear in skin can make animals and humans sick. Normally all hilarious and seldom sin. Skin, skin, skin covers up animals and humans.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir.
Hello?
You want to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man, and I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right. right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what
I took too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try the reds instead. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio
down. Yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and roll doctor? Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the rock and roll doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, and also at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.
I love you. Oh, you should.
prescribing your pain.
Cause if your heart is feeling sore, call a doctor and I'll fix it for sure. I'll be over right away, but you might find you have to pay for a private consultation and a guaranteed cure. When you're dying of a dreadful disease, you don't worry about the medical fees. And it's too late to change your mind, the doctor's pulling down a blind. Listen to the beating of your heart, and then I'll take you gently by the hand, and as you when the trouble first began, and then I'll look down deep into your eyes, and if your temperature continues to rise, there's only one way to make it stop. I'll have to prescribe the strongest medicine I've got. If this doesn't kill you, it'll kill, but I know it's gonna give you a thrill. And now I've come across, you can't complain about the cost. You shouldn't call a doctor.
Doing that to me. I don't know what that's all about, so let's just pretend it didn't happen. Hey, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we will not make it through all the obits we have tonight. Let's just put that out there right now. But we still thank goodness for Saint Slade. And can't wait for him to be full force and back stronger than ever. Now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We start off by telling you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Then we thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. The initial radio obituary is for Emin Campbell, the Irish musician who was a member of the Dubliners. It was his suggestion that the Dubliners work with the Pogues in the mid-1980s, giving them their second biggest UK single, The Irish Rover. It even got him an appearance on Top of the Pops. Emin Campbell just passed away at 70. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I am the man, the well-fed man in charge of the terrible knob. The most pleasing thing about it, it's almost a permanent job. When the atom war is over and the world is split in three, a consolation I've got. Well, maybe it's not, there'll be nobody left but me. I sit at me desk in Washington in charge of this great machine. More vicious than Adolf Hitler, more deadly than strychnine. And in the evening after a tiring day, just to give myself a laugh, I hit the button, a playful belt, and I listen for the blast. Well, I am the man, the well-fed man in charge of the terrible knob. The most pleasing thing about it, it's almost a permanent job. When the atom war is over and the world is split to and three of consolation I've got. Well, maybe it's not, there'll be nobody left but me. If Brezhnev starts his nonsense and makes a nasty smell up, with a wink and a nod from Nixon, I'll blast them all to hell. And as for that fella Castro, him with the sugar cane, he needn't hide behind his whiskers, I'll get him just the same. Well, I am the man, the well-fed man in charge of the terrible knob. The most pleasing thing about it, it's almost a permanent job. When the atom war is over and the world is split in three, a consolation I've got. Well, maybe it's not, there'll be nobody left but me. If me wife denies me conjugular rights or me breakfast milk is sour, from 8 to 9 in the morning, you're in for a nervous hour. The button being so terribly close, it's really a dreadful joke. A bump with me ass as I go past and me lull go up in smoke. Well, I am the man, the well-fed man in charge of the terrible knob. The most pleasing thing about it, it's almost a permanent job. When the atom war is over and the world is split in three, a consolation I've got. Well, maybe it's not, there'll be nobody left but me. Now I'm thinking of joining the army that bans the bomb. We take up a large collection and I'll donate me some. For without it, I am helpless, and that's the way to be. You don't have to kill the whole bloody lot to make the people free.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Ian Shetton, the Scottish-Australian musician and journalist. He worked for his local newspaper in his hometown in North Lancashire when he was playing with his first band, The Jolt. Then he went on to play with the Saints. Yay, Saint. And then on and off through the 80s with the Shakes of Snake and Summer Hill. Ian Shetton just passed away at 60. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back.
The next radio obituary is for Phil Miller, the English prog rock and jazz guitarist, part of the Canterbury scene. He was a member of the bands Delivery, Matching Mole, Hatfield in the North, excuse me, National Health, and Shortwave, and others. Phil Miller just passed away at 68. Now, this is one where I'm going to trust Discogs on their, you know, I would say largely accurate research. But I didn't have a chance to go to the source and verify this today, which is what I should have done. But knowing who's involved, it could be possibly correct, but it could be just as possibly incorrect. You know what I'm talking about. I know that you do. But if it is correct, this radio obituary features a good friend of this here radio show. I'll leave it to you to figure out in the next radio obituary for Phil Miller right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The antepenultimate radio obituary. Actually, I don't know. Let's see here. What have I got? No. So we'll call this the penultimate radio obituary for Gord Downie, the Canadian rock musician, writer, occasional actor, and activist. He was the lead singer and lyricist for The Tragically Hip, which he fronted from their formation in 1984 until just this year. Gord Downie just passed away at 53. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Well, then, we're getting awfully close to the end of tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We still have the ultimate radio obituary to go. But, of course, we'll be back here next week with more stick-shaking action for your silliness needs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Let's see here. We'll be handing you over to another radio show in just a few moments because that's what we do. And hopefully you'll hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And you'll listen to this here radio station all week long, too. Because now we're back to close to 24/7 now that the students are back in the saddle. But for now, it's the ultimate radio obituary for... Where'd it go? Don't worry about me. For Howard Carroll, the lead guitarist for the Dixie Hummingbirds. The gospel quartet started in South Carolina way back in 1928. They recorded for Decca in the 30s and relocated to Philly in the 40s. They did all kinds of different stuff, and I'm kind of glad Saint Slade went to bed because I had to cut their version of Personal Jesus. It had to be done. But right now, it's the ultimate radio obituary for Howard Carroll and the final tune for tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Oh,